Now, though, time for a look at the world of business. And as part of our adulthood series, we're looking to talk to five young entrepreneurs from around the world. Well, at 12, Californian Anshul Sama was working on Elementio, a card game which brings the elements of the periodic table to life. He produced the first full version when he was 14. At 18, he launched an accompanying app. Well, at the same time as developing his business, he's also juggling a degree at Stanford University. So how does this 19-year-old do it?
Balancing is something that I'm still learning how to do. I meditate every day. I think that helps a lot. But I mean, I think more than that, when it comes to just building something of your own, that and learning and things just kind of sort of work themselves out. Especially as a kid, you really don't have anything to lose. So even if something does mess up, you always still have your skateboard in the garage and school to go to the next day. Things just kind of keep going.
So while you were developing the game, you're also battling a quite serious illness, weren't you?
Yeah, that's true. I had a rare lung disease back in seventh grade. And the interesting thing about it is while I was in bed and I missed a lot of school, that was actually the time in which I developed a lot of Elementio, that even though I was in bed, I was still trying to imagine up personalities, getting books from the library, doing my research and building my game. And I think that all of us while growing up have these challenges, but oftentimes it's something like doing something creative and building something new that both keeps us going and lets us work on something that's exciting.
Do you think that's helped instill an entrepreneurial spirit?
I think being sick taught me two things. One, it teaches you resilience. But I think more importantly, it teaches you the value of acceptance, that even if things become difficult, you accept and then you move on and you try to make the most of what you have. And in my case, that was building Elementio.
And you believe it's important to encourage other young entrepreneurs as well?
I think absolutely. Now is the perfect time to take your idea and make it into a reality, given the amount of technology that's available at our fingertips, the amount of learning that's simply available online. Even if you are a kid, you know, you're never too young to take your idea and make it into something cool. And that's why I think it is important, whether from parents or teachers or from myself, to encourage this type of do-it-yourself spirit.
Why is it important for you at a relatively young age, a relatively early point in your career, to already be thinking about encouraging others?
That's the same reason that I got started. Back in sixth grade, there was a group that gave me a small $500 grant. And $500 is not something that takes you very far when you want to mass produce games. But that was really the inspiration that got me started, that someone from outside said, hey, even if you're just a kid, we believe in your passion and we believe in your idea. And just that small micro grant, something that even parents and teachers can give to kids, is what inspired me. And that's the reason that I also want to encourage other young entrepreneurs into doing what they want to do and building something new.
What would you say to someone who is being told, you can't do that, you're just a kid?
I think it's absolutely not true. And I think especially today, with this much talent, this much connectivity, and this many tools online, it's absolutely not true. I think that to that kid, I would say that just start making something and just start getting your ideas on the paper.
Have you ever sensed that older entrepreneurs or people in the business world in general have felt threatened by you being so young?
I actually don't think so. And I think the opposite, the community, especially here in Silicon Valley and abroad, has been so incredibly supportive and so incredibly encouraging. It's surprising every time I talk to people how encouraging they are, not only of the idea, but of the fact that it's a young person trying to make a dent in education and trying to teach kids chemistry in a fun way. And I think that the community at large has been just incredibly supportive.
Do you think you've already bred any budding chemists thanks to your game?
It is surprising how many kids who normally may not be excited by education, just by the fact that Elementio is a game, just really love playing it. Even when I go and give talks to different middle schoolers and elementary school kids, there's always these kids that come up having memorized things about Elementio and knowing all these facts about the elements. And it is just always great seeing such an interest in science and chemistry.